Mr. President, the following statement is delivered on behalf of the Interagency Coordination Group of Mine Action, comprising 12 United Nations entities involved in mine action. At the outset, the United Nations would like to assure you, Excellency, of the UN full support during your presidency. The Convention on Cluster Munitions continues to make progress towards universalization, and the United Nations joins the Assembly in congratulating Sri Lanka and Namibia as the 103rd and 104th states parties. And we are also happy to hear the positive news just now from Gambia. Yet efforts still need to be strengthened to reach the goal of 130 states parties by 2020. The United Nations urges the 17 signatories to take necessary steps to ratify the convention and also calls on states who have not joined the convention to consider becoming states parties. Excellencies, dear colleagues, 10 years have passed since the adoption of the Convention on Cluster Munitions. This breakthrough convention aimed to put an end to the civilian suffering caused by the use of cluster munitions. States parties have achieved a great deal in advancing the protection of civilians against the practice of these insidious weapons and against the impact of remnants long after conflicts have ended. The Dubrovnik Action Plan is critical as it lays out clear goals for states parties up to the second review conference, hence paving the way to achieving the common target of 2030. Implementation of the convention also contributes to stability, security, and sustainable development. Since the convention entered into force, 16 state parties have completed stockpile destruction ahead of their deadlines. The United Nations would like to commend Cuba on its achievement of completing destruction 5 years ahead of its deadline. This year, Croatia and Spain have also met their obligations under Article 3 by the deadline, and the United Nations congratulates them on this achievement. The United Nations wants to remind all relevant states parties of the 2020 deadline on clearance obligations under Article 4. It is critical that states parties, with the support of the international community, keep progressing towards completion. The United Nations commends the ongoing efforts of the coordinators of the country coalition approach, started under the German presidency, and hopes that it will continue to ensure the much needed support to affected states. The United Nations also welcomes the timely work led by Bosnia and Herzegovina on the draft guidelines for Article 3 and 4 extension requests and looks forward to fruitful discussions. 10 years ago, the adoption of the Convention on Cluster Munitions advanced our understanding of what assisting survivors means and should be. 10 years later, the majority of states parties with obligations under Article 5 victim assistance have designated a national focal point, adopted a national action plan related to survivors and or persons with disabilities, and included survivors in decision-making processes. Unfortunately, efforts to help those who have survived remain grossly under-resourced. According to information available from the Landmine and Cluster Munition Monitor, only 4% of international support for mine action currently goes to victim assistance. The United Nations applauds the governments who support survivors and encourages others to join these efforts at a time when 99% of cluster munitions casualties reported are civilians. The United Nations would like to stress again the importance of initial and annual reporting, an obligation under Article 7 of the Convention. Not only is compliance on reporting a legal obligation, it is an essential tool for states parties to monitor and evaluate their progress and take stock of their own national situation. In addition, it is an important transparency measure as they enhance trust between states, provide essential information requesting assistance, and programming appropriate support. Excellencies, in its latest resolution on implementation of the Convention on Cluster Munitions, the General Assembly reiterated its strong concern at the number of allegations and reports on the use of cluster munitions that continue in different parts of the world with devastating harm on civilians. The Security Council, in the Resolution 2365 on mine action, called on all parties to armed conflicts to end immediately and definitively any indiscriminate use of explosive devices in violation of international humanitarian law. The United Nations echoes their concerns and continues to stress the legal and moral obligations of all parties to conflicts to comply strictly with IHL. The United Nations also considers the protection of civilians as a priority in all of its endeavours and will feature the protection of civilians from cluster munitions and other explosive hazards in its forthcoming strategy for 2019 to 2023. Thank you.